Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts, Liz Pfister, and I'm joined this evening by Mary Hernandez, Nicola Parrington, and DC Love. Good evening, ladies. How are you doing today?
Hi, Liz. Doing great.
Hi. Doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. Especially since we're in this large Mercury retrograde for the year, huh?
Yes, of 2021.
Our few wonky experiences,
yes,
huh? Well, I'm going to tell the callers a little bit about myself, and then I'm going to let each of you ladies have a chance to talk about yourself. And I'm sure, DC, do you have a special message for us this evening as well?
I was just going to talk a little bit and explain Mercury retrograde to the callers.
Okay.
So they would know dealing with, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll start. I'm Liz Pfister. I'm an intuitive tarot and oracle card reader, a meditation coach. I'm also a Reiki healer and ordained minister. I've recently been able to add a card deck creator as well as a radio show host. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram under LizP11Love. And you can tune in every week for my weekly crystal singing bowls that I stream on Tuesday nights. Mary, how about you?
Beautiful. Hi, I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath and a Reiki healer. I connect with spirit intuitively, and I have a variety of texts that I like to read from and give readings. I get clear yes and no answers from spirit, and you can find me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com and through Facebook and also through the Sacred Embers network. How about you, Nicola?
Hi there, Mary. Hi, I'm Nicola Parrington. I'm a holistic therapist, and I work with my guides and angels, particularly my main guide, Len. Sometimes referred to as Lenny. He likes to make everybody laugh, and he gives you sometimes Lenny talking stuff, but he always tries to help a lot. I deliver messages from spirit and loved ones. I incorporate my skills in therapy alongside my psychic mediumship abilities. Hopefully this assists you through your journey in life. I frequently use tarot and oracle to complement my insight. And that's just a little bit about me. And how about you, DC?
Yes, thank you, Nicola. It's DC here. I'm also known as the Magical DC Love. I am certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, and a divine life coach. So that's a little bit about me. Before we begin tonight's show, I'm not sure if everyone knows about Mercury retrograde, but we're now in the biggest Mercury retrograde of 2021, and it's sort of, you know, time to prepare, okay? I'm reading a beautiful article from Elizabeth Galeno, and it says, buckle up because it's here, the second Mercury retrograde of 2021. It started on May the 29th, and it lasts until June the 22nd. The planet of communications backward dance is Gemini, and it's going to uncover secrets, mess with our communication. Sort of feels like, you know, I feel like all frenzied, and, you know, you feel like life can get a little bit hectic for a while. So just, you know, take time and, you know, look over everything. Please look over everything. So when you think about Mercury retrograde, think about everything that begins with the letters R-E. We want to rest, we want to reset, we want to reveal, we want to renew, reflect, refresh, reevaluate, reassess, realign. There's all of the reboot, rediscover, rewrite things, and, you know, all of the things that start with R-E. But they say, the experts say, it's not a good chance to really develop a beautiful love relationship at this time during Mercury retrograde. I was told you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't make big purchases either unless you have to, because usually there's something that happens with these purchases. And please, if you're going to sign a contract at this time, review it and maybe have someone look it over for you as well. So just, you know, take it slow during this time. And if we reflect, you know, realign, review, reboot, rediscover, we should be able to get through this crazy time. Liz?
Oh, I agree. It's my favorite. We actually go through this a few times a year every year. And it is somewhat important to be aware of, for sure. But I've brought with me this evening my bowl for the root chakra. And I thought we could play it and get everyone aligned and in the same space and sync. So if everyone takes a deep breath in through their nose and lets it out through their mouth. And let's take one more deep breath in together and let it out. You guys do one more on your own.
Oh, that was very powerful, Liz.
Thank you.
And, you know, we just want to, you know, go a little bit further and say just a couple root chakra affirmations. My root chakra is balanced. I am safe and grounded. All is well in my world. And, you know, with that beautiful bow and the vibration and the couple chakra affirmations, wow, I feel ready. How about you, ladies? Are we ready to connect to our caller?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Is Lenny ready?
Lenny's on
ready.
Fire.
Hey.
Okay. All right, I'm going to take the first caller. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. Do you have a question for us this evening?
I do. Yeah, I do. I'm in the Phoenix area, and I'm thinking either a move end of July, end of August to either Tucson or L.A. And I was kind of curious on, or, you know, again, or what you even feel about staying in the Phoenix area.
Okay, you're in Phoenix now?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see what Lenny and Nicola have for you.
Hi. Thank you, Mary. Hi there, Michael.
You're welcome.
Hi.
I've got Len here with me, my guide, and immediately he's showing me adventure and surrender. So he's telling me that it's a good move. Be prepared to be taken down maybe a slightly different pathway to what you're thinking. I don't know if relationship comes into this. May I ask if you have a partner?
No.
You don't? Because I'm seeing there's a possible relationship alongside this when you move. But
that would be
one message. Yeah.
That would be, if I go the Tucson route, that could very easily occur, because another friend of mine, she's moving down there as well.
Right, yeah, I'm thinking it will, because I've got, it tells me whether or not to pick messages, I've got four. He's given me four for you. One of them is healing. Another one is surrender. He's saying if you surrender to the journey, it's going to be a great adventure, plus there is possibility of relationship. And in three of the cards, if I may say it, all the, I want to say females look the same, yeah? As in, every time I look at one, what I'm getting is stronger. So there's a lot of love about this. But adventure is the big word for you, because at first it feels a little bit, oh, I'm not sure I was going to do this pathway, this road. But as you go along, if you surrender to it, if you just allow all changes to come in, as Lenny likes to say, let go and let God. Because his words to me in my ear now are wonderful things can happen for you. You're ready for this change, aren't you? Absolutely ready.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, and it's just a matter of Tucson, which is going to be slower paced, or the beach being, you know, somewhat closer to the beach in L.A.
Yeah, I'm too getting low. The first one. For me, what I'm feeling and what Len's giving me is the first one. But ultimately what Lenny's telling me is, it's a saying, all roads lead to Rome. So if you're prepared for adventure, it might be that you go to the one place, and then at some point in the future, I know this sounds generic, but it's what he's saying, at some point in the future, you might just sample somewhere else just to see what you think. When you get adventure, I do think you're quite the free-thinking soul. You're willing to try new things, new places, you know,
yep.
As you're asking about. Yep.
Yeah,
Lenny's saying,
for.
Do you want to ask him a question? Yeah. Do you want to ask him a question?
Say again?
Would you like to ask Len a question?
Well, it's just more pertinent in regards, right now the only thing that's really going on is more so in regards to just, you know, the idea of moving, because there's a potential of a job that I'm interviewing for. I can live anywhere in Arizona. Maybe L.A., but again, I think money-wise, there's a couple opportunities that I can make really good money in L.A. So
yeah,
it's kind of one of those things. And I've got really good friends in L.A. that I talk to every day.
You do.
And
you do.
So, you know, it's one of those things. And I don't hear in Phoenix.
Right. Well, you will be making new connections or connections from the past, which we'll talk about friends. Yeah?
Yep.
You've got positive movement forward. And Lenny's saying that's literally in every area. I actually feel really good for you, very good. So he's saying be prepared to, he's saying be prepared to grasp opportunities, check things, of course. I'm always going to give the disclaimer of check things out, which you would do. If you're responsible, you would if you're going to move like that. But I'm not worried because adventure and surrender and healing. You were given healing, and he's saying healing has its part to play for you. It's like the puzzle piece that needs to be put into the jigsaw, he's telling me. And this is what happens. You suddenly feel a connection, and you think, yeah, I'm home. This feels like home. So I hope that makes sense to you, actually.
Yeah.
I do feel very good. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to give you that with a lot of Lenny love and light. And
thank you.
Hand you over to the wonderful ladies. And I hope that your journey is very successful. I feel that it will be.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Beautiful. Yeah, that
thank
was
you.
Absolutely amazing. Yes. This is basically what I was getting is you've got to trust in the unknown. As we are all connecting, the universe is opening a doorway for you and asking you, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to walk with it, or are you going to stay where you are? And whichever you choose to do, trust that, you know, in all things you are never alone. And I had gotten the words helpers, okay? So you have a lot of divine helpers with you, and they're asking you to be present. I was getting your soul to struggle to stay present with your current lifetime. And it's now time to remember the past while being more intentional about living in the present. Start thinking about the past, and that will give you some answers that you are needing, okay? And the next word I got was courage. You know, to have the courage to go forward and know that even though you, you know, may be experiencing some challenges, you're always going to find blessings, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So this is the time to really, like, to stay strong and to go forward. When Nicola spoke of the relationship, and you had mentioned where the woman would be, now, where was that woman, the first place that you were talking about where there was going to be a woman?
Yeah, I mean, we're friends, but, I mean, we've
yeah,
always
because I was getting, when, yeah, I was getting that this is a karmic relationship. Okay? And karmic relationships usually have to do with unfinished business. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second
yeah.
place that you mentioned, I was seeing all four-leaf clovers. There may be a casual relationship there that could lead to romance. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's what I was getting for the second, you know, for the second place that you mentioned. Okay,
oh,
and
LA
I'm getting to the last.
Tucson.
Well, you first mentioned Tucson, and then you said LA, correct?
Yeah.
Tucson,
yeah, correct.
LA?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so I got a karmic relationship in Tucson, and then LA I had gotten where there would be a casual relationship that could get really serious, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting right now, like, there's a lot of energy around you, and the angels are saying, you know, you may not be ready to decide things quite yet, okay? That you're waiting to see which way the wind will blow before knowing what the best move is for you. And they're
yep.
saying, don't worry about it. There's nothing wrong with this to an extent, but, you know, just make sure that you don't wait for everything to be perfect, okay? And
got
I'm getting,
it.
You know, that you have opportunities to release your fear and your anxiety. And, you know, when you choose to have courage and move forward, you're going to learn to let go of fear of the unknown, and you could face any kind of uncertainty with a strong and proud demeanor. And the angels are saying letting go of the known could lead to the greatest things. So, you know, everybody has a fear of the unknown, but, you know, I feel like you're going to go forward, and it's going to be a dynamic move. It's going to be amazing, okay? But they're
wonderful.
Saying be careful that you don't give up before you get to the finish line.
Yes.
Okay. There might be like a couple little like hidden issues, a couple bumps in the road, but again, you're going to get through them, okay?
Yes. Yep. Nope.
And
always
they want you to know, you know, that your expectations have a lot to do with the final outcome of your decisions. If you believe you deserve something good and you put yourself on the path to get it, you're going to see that good things will in fact happen. Okay? So know that you're going forward and you deserve all of this. Does that make sense to you?
100%.
Okay, so just, you know, start saying positive affirmations and, you know, thank you when you wake up in the morning. It's saying, you know, I have faith that I know that things are looking up for me and, you know, the energy around me is good and I'm really excited to see what happens because there's going to be new beginnings. Okay? It's going
wonderful.
To be wonderful. So you've just got to figure out what your next step is.
Yep.
Okay? And then you're going to be able to go forward, okay? But I do feel like I said you have a lot going on, so I would make sure, like, I meditate, okay, to really help you to prioritize everything. Okay, so I hope it makes a little
thank you.
A little sense to you.
No, absolutely. It's crystal clear.
Okay, and I'm just getting simplicity is key right now.
Yes.
You
yep.
know, getting like sort of like getting back to the basics right now, you know, and that will be the best way for you to see, you know, where your, you know, your life's journey is heading, okay? And I'm also
thank
getting,
you.
Yeah. There's some kind of a healing taking place at this time too. So I don't know if it's, you know, fear that's being healed, but there's something that's also being healed as well, okay? So that's
good,
what I
good.
Have, hon. Yeah,
thank
and
you very much.
The angels are handing you a piece of clear quartz, and it serves like as an amplifier. It's going to open up communication to a higher source, so you can use this as well to really like amplify your gratitude and say thank you to the universe, you know, and I feel like this is going to help you to, you know, connect with those grateful beginnings faster as well. So that's what I have, and I'm going to turn you out over to now to Mary. Thanks for calling in, hon.
Thank you very much.
Hi, it's Mary. I think we switched the order. Liz, do you want to go since I normally pick the callers?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep. I'm ready.
Okay.
Of course I am. All right, Michael, this is Liz, and I have three cards for you that I pulled from different decks. And the first one is Wish Upon a Star, and it's a picture of a kid. And when DC just hit on the healing for you, what I see is this is a healing of your inner child a little bit. This is a little, it's a little child like holding a starfish to its chest that's glowing. And, you know, think about when you were a little kid and the possibilities were just endless. Like there was no dream too big, right?
Right.
It's telling me to go back to that place. Like whatever it is that you want, say you want it, claim it, do it right now. You know, say, this is what I want and I'll accept nothing less. Because you don't want to. You're at a stage where you want to be, like, you're ready to be who you're going to be for the rest of your life, right? And you you want to be happy and you want to be fulfilled in that career choice. So it's saying to put out whatever the biggest ideas are that you have, put them out there right now. Put them out there. Dream as big as you can. Even journal them. I talk a lot about how powerful your words are. And I know DC just told you to use some affirmations. Like I'm a big one. One of my favorite tools to share with people is taking dry erase markers and writing your affirmations on your bathroom mirror, because every day you have to look at that and you have to read it no matter what. You can't avoid it, right? So write it on there. Yep. And when you're ready for a new one, you erase it and you put a new one up, you know, and it's such a powerful, powerful thing. You know, when you want to put your dreams out there, it's a lot to think them in your brain, but write them down on a piece of paper. Speak them out loud and then say, you know what, universe, show me what you got, you know, because they're going to come at you with way more than actually what you've even asked for. It's going to blow you away. So
I'm ready for that.
Yeah. So, you know, and you got to trust. So the second card I got for you is surrender to non-action. And this is very powerful. It says, now is the time to be still and not act. Simply breathe and focus on your own power. Let others come to you. What I'm getting from
that's
this card.
Very, that's very interesting because and that's kind of the mentality that I've had recently because, you know, it's like, listen, so many things have fallen into place. It's just like, keep it going.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna wait.
Absolutely.
Wait for you guys to get your stuff together and deliver it.
Yeah. And so, and this is just confirmation to you then that that's exactly what's coming. And it sounds like some of it has already started. So, you know, the power's there and maybe it's not exactly what you want yet. So keep holding out. But another thing, are you one of those people, Michael, that's constantly driven? Like you're always busy and you always have to have something to do, right? Always going, going, going.
Yeah, I have been in the past. I've been kind of floating, looking for that thing to be passionate about to get behind again. So I've just kind of floated. But but when I'm in that mode, it's game on all the time.
Yes, and that's good. There's a time for that, absolutely. So it's good that you know to take a break because I feel this card has dual meaning, which is not just surrender because these jobs are going to start coming to you beyond what you imagined and you're going to get the perfect thing for you. But also, it's okay to not be busy. This is something that I struggle with personally myself is I always think I have to be doing something, and it's okay to not do stuff. It's okay to not have to be getting ready to go somewhere or to do something or to teach something or, you know, it's okay to just rest. That's definitely what the last year and a half has taught us universally, that it's okay to slow down and take a break.
Absolutely. So
it's just reminding you of that as well, like just to, you know, it's okay if you're not busy. It's not a bad thing. So And then the last card I pulled for you was from my own deck. And it's just a little message to keep in mind in the coming weeks. And it says, happiness comes when we give, not when we receive. So, you know, just show an act of kindness. You know, it doesn't even have to be monetary things or anything like that, but just being kind. A lot of times that makes us feel better about ourselves more than the person that we're actually showing the kindness to. Because sometimes in the moment they don't appreciate it depending on where they are, but it doesn't matter. You still know that you did something nice for someone, right? And that makes you feel good. So I think that's the message there for you, is to just, you know, remember to continue to be kind despite anyone else's disposition, because it's more about what you're getting from it than what other people are getting from it. So those are my messages for you, and I'm going to pass you on to Mary.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh, how beautiful those messages, and they all resonate with everything that I'm about to say. It all, you know, coincides. So the first card, on your Tucson, I asked and I got a big heart expansion, which normally means a yes for me. But then I asked on LA and I got sort of like the same answer. So, and then I pulled a card for you and it said, it's trust. So I feel like, and I'm getting chills, it's trusting your intuition that you're going to pick the right place. I got yeses for both. So there's no wrong answer, you know, no wrong place for you. It's just, you know, the angels want you to trust that they have something amazing in store for you. And they can't quite tell you right now what it is. and that's what this card is telling me. And then the other card that fell out was within the next few months. So the question you were asking for, which you did mention, is within the next few months you'll be moving. So, and then I pulled, that was from my Angel Answers deck. And then I pulled from the Angel Guide from Kyle Gray. I love his cards. And two cards fell out for you. Self-acceptance is the first one. And the second one is Sacred Plan. I've been asked to read from the book for both of them, but just a little bit on the self-acceptance. It says, you are making incredible efforts to heal and release habits and thoughts that once held you back. Take a moment to look at yourself through the loving eyes of Mother and Father God and appreciate how far you've come, all the adversity you've faced, and the person you are today. Angels are wrapping their wings around you and encouraging you to see what they see, which is all beauty. And they see you as a perfect, just the way you are. If your confidence has dropped recently or you've not been as positive as you'd like to have been, change that now by giving yourself credit where it is due. Maybe you've discovered that negative thoughts and talk aren't working for you. This is the time to try loving yourself instead. To get started, try speaking to yourself more respectfully and giving yourself some leeway and some time to change. So similar to what the ladies have said as well, you know, like those I am affirmations are so great. I mean, we all do them. And the mirror work as well, you know, saying I love you in the morning as soon as you see yourself in the mirror, those really work as well. And then the other card is Sacred Plan, which is such a beautiful card. So this card doesn't represent the plan that God has for your life, more the plan that comes to fruition based on your intentions and your highest good. You have been given the incredible gift of free will, and therefore your thoughts, deeds, actions, and intentions are in some way going out into the universe and curating the experiences, opportunities, and energy that are flowing in and out of your life. So like Liz said, you know, like put out your intentions out there. And what I do is I've been writing what I want to manifest in a piece of paper, because once we have it written, it helps, you know, the angels help us and the divine help us to get that plan in place. So when this card appears, you are being encouraged to move into a state of surrender where you recognize that, yes, your intentions have an impact on the creation of your life, but how those intentions unfold is not down to you, but in the hands of God. The divine plan is your intentions unfolding in a way that God and the universe feels is for your growth and your highest good. Know that every experience you have been through in your life has been a way marker on your journey towards growth and expansion, and your angels are acknowledging your growth now. So the extended message of that card is, which they want me to read, if you are trying to force a plan into action, the angelic guidance is to back down and trust in the greater good. Similar to what Liz said, and I'm chilled. Often when something isn't happening for us, we're frustrated, but that's not only because we don't see that our perfect plan is unfolding. When your ideas or plans go wrong, trust that the universe has a greater plan for you. And that greater plan isn't something that has already been chosen for you. It's more of a culmination of all your life's intentions, prayers, and actions washing back towards you with opportunities and experiences. Call on your angels to light up the path ahead. You may feel that you are facing the unknown, but know that you are always guided and protected. And I am so chilled, Michael, by that reading.
Yeah, no,
that was beautiful,
there's
and it's
a
so
theme,
resonating.
That's for sure.
Yeah, right? It was a theme with all of us. I mean, we all resonated with each other, the reading, but it was truly beautiful. So there's nothing to be scared of. Trust your intuition. I kept hearing that. And when Liz mentioned something about doing something for people, not only like doing something, but giving back, I kept hearing smile, even to strangers. Like, you know, today I walked on my boardwalk here outside my place, and I just smiled at everyone I saw. You know, and it feels so great because you never know what someone's going through. So that smile could, like, lighten up their day.
Right.
So even
a
smile.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say that because I kept hearing that.
Yeah, I walk an older couple's dog every day. So that's and I get homemade awesome Mexican food. So it's fantastic.
Oh,
I got a fridge full of tamales and enchiladas. So yeah.
Oh man, where are you?
Phoenix.
Coming over.
I mean, it was only 106 today.
Oh, God. No, that's too hot for me.
It's a dry heat, Mary, out there.
It is.
That's true. So that might not be too hot, right?
No.
It's actually.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when it's 95, it's almost jeans weather.
Oh, okay. Wow. Gee. Well, Michael, thank you for calling, and make sure you give us a call back and let us know how everything is going and, you know, which state you chose to go with. So keep us posted.
I certainly will. Thank you all very much. And
yes.
Everything resonated. So thank you.
Good
You're
luck.
You're
welcome.
Have a great evening. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Thank you
Good
all.
Good luck, Michael. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Wow, what a beautiful reading.
Yeah.
Yes, exciting. Oh, exciting.
I was just getting Mary ready to go on the plane and get some tamales.
Yes, right? You know what? I wasn't hungry until you start talking. Mary.
I know. I love tamales, and I love tacos. I love Mexican. Oh, my God. Yummy. Are you guys ready? Because we have, like,
yes.
A long list of callers here. Okay.
Ready.
Yes.
Area code 515. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Amy.
Amy, do you have a question for us, Amy?
I do. So I'm working permanently remote now, and I'd like to move out of the state that I'm living. I'd really like to move overseas, but my employer is not allowing that at this time. So I'm trying to figure out where in the U.S. to move. So one, I guess, when do you see me?
Okay.
For me to.
When?
Yes.
You got cut off, Amy.
Welcome to Wells Fargo.
Hello? What was that?
Whoa, that was weird.
Hello?
Yeah, that was weird. Well, we can, is she back at, in the key there?
Wells Fargo is going on.
Well, I think, you know, now the lines are getting crossed with the energy, so we're just going to go with the flow, ladies.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to pick up the next caller.
Yes. Wow.
Area code 760. Welcome to Angel Answers. I'm going to have your first name.
Yes, it's Jeanette.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Jeanette.
Jeanette.
How are you?
I'm
do you have
well,
a question
well,
for
you.
Us?
Yes, yes, actually I do. I would like to know what's coming in for me in a serious love relationship. I'm ready to meet the one.
Okay, let's see if Nicola and Len are ready.
Yeah. Len's in my ear. Good evening to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this. Okay. When you were talking, Len was telling me what you were going to ask me about, believe it or not. So I was already shuffling some cards for you. Immediately when
that.
I laid them down, I know, I love these cards. I got new beginnings for you. So in answer to, are you going to meet someone? Yes, you are. I don't see this immediately within the next month, but you got also it gave you the message of thought. So it's saying what we think we create. So it's asking you to put yourself in the mindset of thanking for your blessings that you already have, and including in that the new relationship. Yeah, I do see someone. But I'm not going to tell you because I'll put the idea in your head of a certain type of look or person. But he's definitely showing me. Well, the image that Lenny's sending me about the person, I'm not seeing a smile because that's not how an image works. But I'm feeling a smile, so it's possibly someone you do know. Yeah, I will go with that. 90% of that more than the 10% that it's someone new. What he's saying, though, you got the strength message. So you get yourself into that position of feeling empowered. Because when we feel empowered and when we feel, strong in ourselves, then it's so much easier to meet someone else. That's what he's giving me for you. Also, express yourself. In fact, a lot of this reading is telling me when you meet someone to express yourself, be the person you are, just be yourself. Don't adapt to what someone else wants or you think they want. Keep your boundaries strong, he's saying. Did you want to ask him a question?
There's a person of interest. And I'm just wondering.
Yeah, there is.
I'll
try not to give you too much because I don't want to. Well, it's not me, but Lenny's saying you don't want it to alter your path. But I'll say that this person, the way he dresses, is what Len would call a very sharp dresser. He's quite smart. So the way it's presented to me is it's particular, very particular. Does that make sense?
To be honest, I have never met this person in person. So
okay.
I could see how that might be true, although I have seen him in more casual dress, like in pictures or on video. However, just the type of individual that he is, I would imagine that is not a that is true. Yeah.
Is he an intellectual type? Would you know that from his career or?
Yeah. Well, you know, from his career, not necessarily. However, I do know his chart, his astrological chart, and I will say, yes, he's an intellectual type.
Okay. Yeah, Lenny's telling me he's intellectual, but he's saying that he's giving me his fragrance. So I feel it's a man that likes to wear, you know, fragrance. Also combined with what I'm shown that he's wearing, Lenny's showing it like a projection on the wall. He's showing me an image of him, but this guy is smiling a lot. But it's in the way of he feels relaxed. He's quite content. He's not what you would call an uptight individual.
Right.
As a love of music, I'm shown saxophone. I don't know if he's interested in jazz, but maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, he is.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if he plays saxophone, but he's very much into music, and music is part of what he does for his career.
Would you know Baker Street? Jerry Rafferty,
I think.
Baker Street, the music, the song. Because Lenny's giving you that. It's not the words that are important, it's the saxophone at the beginning. It's a really good one. Len's saying his love of music is quite a big part of him. And, I like him. He's got a lot of sides to him, good sides. Yeah. But I think if you start a relationship with him... Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Please.
Do you get any physical attributes? Because I do know, you know, his height and stuff like that.
I want to say that's pretty impossible from spirit, because when they show me an image, sometimes they show me almost life-size, but it's still hard to gauge from an image. He's not short. I do know that. And he has a habit of running his hand through his hair. Lenny's showing me that. He runs his hands through his hair. He does have hair. So Len's laughing. He does things through humour. I hope you understand that. He's got hair, dear, he said.
Okay.
I like him. Sorry?
How about an age difference? Any age difference?
I only get that his hair is not over grey. I didn't see very grey hair, but I see, I want to say middle-aged. I've got to go with, it's very generic, but it is what I'm given. We're trying not to give you too much, because we don't want it to influence you.
That's fine. No,
yeah.
I'm just, whatever answers come through are fine for me. It's awesome.
Okay. I want to say I like him. He does have the habit of running his hand through his hair. So it's quite, the word that Len is using is nonchalant. But when you talk about him enjoying music the way he does and what Len is telling me, I can understand that. I can feel that. It takes him a while. What I was going to say to you from Len, it takes him a while to make a decision. So if you do get together, it might be a slow process. But he's very considered and very measured in his thoughts and opinions, which I think is a good thing, but that's personally me. So he will consider you, but he takes his time. I hope that made sense to you about the timing, but maybe you don't know that yet. Yeah.
Well, things have definitely not moved along. kind of like a stagnant, stuck stage kind of thing. But yet, I still can't get him out of my mind. Kind of an unusual occurrence that we have not even met in person.
Well, sometimes we're not saying this is so. He's not giving me this as a definite, and I'm always going to be honest. He's saying sometimes when that happens a lot, that person is thinking about you. But it's not a guarantee.
Yeah.
That's not something Len has seen from him. But the way I feel about it is, because Len is saying it now, and it's one thing he says a lot, you have to get out of your own way, get out of your head to allow it to come in. Because his famous saying from him is, let go and let God. Because if you don't let go, you're holding on to stuck energy. So it's like being in the middle of a road with all the other cars around you, but you're not moving and everyone else is going, hey, we want to move on, you know. So it's like, but you're stuck there because you can't see. He's saying that with love. He's giving you that with kindness, of course, but he's saying you have to get out of the way of your energy because you're blocking it. You're blocking a potential relationship with anyone doing that. But what I have here I've got some lovely messages. Do you have a parent in spirit? Generic again, but I want to ask.
Yes.
I'm drawn to the male.
I don't have a male parent in spirit. My mom is in spirit.
Do you have an uncle in spirit? Because I'm drawn. There's a male and a female on this message, but I'm drawn to the male, and the male is what I'm shown.
Okay.
And this is a really, really gentle guy. This is a lovely guy. I really like him. He used to like to wear, I don't know if this is helpful, but I give what I get. He used to like to wear the colour Bordeaux, burgundy. Lenny's calling it Bordeaux. Like a good red wine, but more like, Yeah, that's what he's giving you about him. A really gentle guy, but a really pleasant guy. You know, sort of person everybody liked to love to be around.
Yeah.
Quite an old-fashioned man, even in the time that he passed. He was old-fashioned for his time. He kept things, if there's anyone can help you with this, he kept things, he used them as long as they were useful. He didn't understand why people needed new things all the time. It wasn't necessarily that he didn't have money. It was just that he liked to... He was ahead of his time in the way he liked to recycle things as well. I don't know if that's helpful at all, but he keeps coming forward and Lenny's bringing him, and then he's drawing me to an image. He wanted to come forward and connect, and I can't give you any more than that about him, I'm sorry, but I wanted to say he's here because he was. So, so lovely, though, such a lovely energy. Yeah. If it's helpful to tell someone, I don't know if he was young in the 30s or 40s, but he presents himself wearing the clothing of that time. And I'm going to say that he even he smoked, but it wasn't cigarettes. It was what we call a pipe. I'm getting the fragrance. He keeps pushing that forward to me. So I guess I wasn't telling you enough from it.
Sending... really, really validated with him. He was my only relative that smoked a pipe.
Bless him, it's him. And I smell leather around him, really old leather, and even the buttons. He's wearing a kind of a cardigan. I don't know what the, if that's the right name for them, but it's got leather-covered buttons on it. And he's quite fond of it, and that's how he relaxed.
My favorite uncle.
Sorry, you
were... Oh, my God. He was...
Yeah. That's made him smile even wider. He's really lovely. He is. Very lovely. I like his energy a lot. Yeah.
And by the way, he was the uncle that said to me when I was very, very young, you will break hearts.
He remembers that. He does remember it because he shakes his head up and down as a yes, but he's got the most massive smile. Very handsome he was as well, very handsome guy. Yeah.
Yes.
And he wants to give you that with a lot of love and to remind you that your spirit loved ones are always with you. Lenny's saying, look forward to that relationship, because if you do get a relationship with this guy, it may take a while to actually connect properly, as in get together as a couple, but when you do get together, it will be worth it. And he's showing me two theatre tickets. So whoever it is that you're going to connect with this year, I feel it's someone that's, I like this, that wants to take you out for dinner, that wants to take you to theatre or to places of interest for you. So it's someone who's very considerate.
Gosh, I cannot believe he said that. I cannot believe he said that.
Well, he did. He's just said it in my ear. Yeah.
Of my own, I don't necessarily know why they're coming, but they come sometimes.
Well, you've got a lot of love around you. I'll end with that from Len. A lot of love around you. Your loved ones check in with you quite a bit, as you know. One of them has tonight. God love him. Just be yourself. So that's his last bit of advice. That's your homework from Len. His Lenny homework. He wants you to just be yourself. Yep. Don't change for anyone. Just keep your boundaries strong and firm. And we're giving you that with a lot of love and light. And I'll pass you over to the beautiful ladies. You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Beautiful, Nicole. That was absolutely amazing.
Okay.
Hi,
hon.
Oh, beautiful. This is DC, and one of my guides, Ginger, is coming in, my dog. And she's showing me, when she wants to show me luck, she takes me to the casino. And you have the three, you know, silver dollars. So that to me means that you are going to have a lot of good luck and love. Okay? And she's just saying that you've got to make sure that you have open communication. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so what I have to ask you, the one that you're supposed to be with, I feel like this is going to be the real deal. That's what Ginger's showing me. And she's saying you've got to, you know, take it slow. You know, let him wine and dine you, you know, and you know, all the good stuff that you do when you're dating. You know, so take it slow, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm getting, you know, like just – really get to know each other and get into that, you know, into that beautiful feeling of love, okay? I have to ask, the man that you were thinking of, does he have dark hair?
Brown, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, brown, okay. Because I do see a man, like, with the dark hair, brown hair, that's dressed very, very nicely, like with a beautiful suit. Very, very good-looking man. Okay, are you a little bit older than him?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what they were showing me. Okay, that you are a little bit older. And I'm getting, you know, this could be it from what the angels are showing me. Like, this could be it. This could be what you've been waiting for. And I kept hearing soulmates. That's what I was getting. I kept hearing soulmates. I'm getting, you know, this person is going to be really reliable. And I'm getting like a beautiful, strong energy. He's going to be supportive, someone you can grow with. And a very protective partner, okay? So that's what the angels are showing me. And I'm getting, you know, this is a time really to start to, you know, to make sure that you're like getting ready for love. Now with the angels, they ask that you know that you do your mirror work where you go into the bathroom and you tell yourself, you know, I love you, you're worthy of the love you're looking for, and really feel that. And I also tell for love, you know, make sure that you have everything written down, the good qualities you want in that person, and I put a line down the middle, and those are the deal breakers. Okay, and you've got to know that, you know, whomever you connect with, that they're sort of like the icing on the magnificent cake, and you are this magnificent cake, so you're already complete. No one's going to have to complete you, okay? And take a couple hangers out of your closet and make room for some of his things, okay? So it shows that you're making room, no, in your heart, but you're making room in your physical, you know, surroundings. Okay.
Yeah.
So the only thing that concerns me that like would be a concern is I'm wondering. I feel like you have the both of you have like a little bit different beliefs in regard to maybe like spirituality. Okay.
Well, we're both. I would consider both of us spiritual.
Okay, well, you really have to sit down and talk to them and, you know, just get everything out into the open, okay?
Okay.
And I feel like, you know, the open communication is really needed in any relationship. Okay, so that was the only thing that I saw that I would, you know, give you a heads up on.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like you are going to have, like, this beautiful, joyful relationship that's going to grow into something really beautiful. But I am getting, like, give it time. Okay?
Yes.
So just, that's what, like the one thing that they kept coming back with is just give it a little time. You know, enjoy that old-fashioned courtship, you know?
Right. There's no reason to rush. No reason to rush.
And I'm getting, you know, it's going to start off with a lot of fun. Okay?
That's great.
And just explain what you are needing from him, like in the relationship, is what the angels are saying, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just getting, like, let go. Are you holding, I feel like there might be a little bit of energy from a past relationship. So
yeah.
I am getting, like, has to be dealt with first, okay?
What did you get? I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm getting just a little bit of energy from a past relationship that's still within you.
Oh.
So there's something that you have to let go of. Even if you're not, like, completely sure exactly what you have to let go of, allow the angels to come in and help you to release that energy, okay?
Okay.
And I was getting, you know, to connect with, you know, the angels that bring joy to us, okay? And I was asking, you know, the guides, okay, so what does that mean? So usually, you know, when these beautiful angels of joy come in, they come in when we're very small. And, you know, when we're little children, you see how much, you know, fun they're having and all the joy and everything. So for you to get into that state of joy, the angels are asking you to connect with your inner child, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel that there's a little bit of healing that also needs to be done with your inner child, okay?
Okay.
So again, we could have, you know, we could have the angels come in and help us, okay? Think of an activity you did as a child, you know, and, you know, it could be coloring, it could be, like, anything like that, and just have a little fun with your inner child, okay? And another great exercise would be to, you know, find a picture of yourself, if you have one, when you were younger, and just look at the picture and, you know, what is the expression on your face, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then think about what that little child, you know, at that age, your inner child would want to tell you, okay?
Yes.
And then just, you know, allow them to give you messages and write down, you know, what their response would be, okay?
Okay. Definitely.
You could talk to your inner child or you could write back. But then, you know, then you'll feel like the healing that's taking place because you're acknowledging that beautiful inner child. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that idea.
Mhm. Okay. And I'm just getting, you know, like, just start to get happy and joyous. And, you know, when the stars are out, you know, go outside and find a star and just put your intention out there and make a beautiful wish. Okay.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
So I suppose there might be a little bit of fear because, you know, like when all this good is coming, there could be something you're holding on to. And the angels are going to be with you to help you to heal from anything that you're holding on to from the past and allow that area to be cleared so that you invite love and happiness in. Okay?
I shall. Yes. Thank you.
So that's what I have, and I'm going to turn you now over to Liz.
Thank you
beautiful
so much.
Beautiful. That was beautiful reading, CC and Nicola both. This is Liz, and I have three cards for you. And let me go back here because I looked something up. The first card I pulled was Call of the Muse. And I was like, what exactly? I had a pretty good idea of what muse meant, and I thought, I need to look it up. So it's the muses in Greek and Roman mythology were the nine goddesses that were the daughter of Zeus and Mnemosyne, who preside over the arts and sciences. But it's also a person or personified force who is the source of inspiration for a creative artist. So the person that you're looking for is, I think it's a twofold. They're going to spark the creative energy in you, but it also, I think, has to be surrounded by them sharing their passion with you of what makes them so inspired. Because, you know, if you've ever talked to someone that just loves what they do, you know, they just, like, they can go on and on about it, and it's so beautiful to listen to them talk because they have such passion and grace about it, right? I'm sure you've run into someone in your lifetime that's like that, and it's
for sure,
it's just amazing. You know, I experienced it this past weekend at the farmer's market. A girl is she's a horticulturist, and I was buying some herbs from her, and she just, my boyfriend said, she's so knowledgeable. He said, and he hates plants. Like, he's like, I could have listened to her forever. So, you know, a person like that, that just kind of like puts you in awe. That's all I can think is when I talk to someone like that, I'm just like, wow. So that's, you know, that's the type of person that is coming into your life for sure. It's going to be someone that just, the two of you have like such, you ignite such passion in each other, creative, you know, as a creative spark, that it's just going to be so beautiful. Yeah. And then the second card I got for you was surrender stress. Things. Well, I'll read you the message on the card. It says, take a few deep breaths and exhale the tension you've built up in your body. Let the stress go as you come back to your center. So it's saying don't build up stress around this finding the relationship and who it's going to be and, you know, causing your the staying in your head thinking about this person. Get rid of that stress and then also let go of any stress that you other stress you have in your life too, you know, because we just have day-to-day stress, right? So
exactly.
Let those things go. Get yourself in tune with the universe and believing that everything's going to be okay, mm-hmm. trusting. I think mm-hmm. Nicola gave mm-hmm. you the message, let go and let God, right?
mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
just believing yes. that everything's going to work out, you know, and not having that stress. Because what I got was when you're stressed, it's not attractive. So
it's not a pretty sight.
It's not attractive on any of us. It's not just you. But that was the message I got. It's not attractive, and I know how I appear when I'm stressed. So that can be something that kind of scares someone off, because if they're already struggle themselves with a bit of anxiety, being with someone, you know, when someone is so stressed out, they are very anxious. And sometimes being around that energy just makes them go, oh, okay, I can't take this. I can't do it. So you want to just, you know, get into that flow of believing the universe is going to take care of you, because it is, you know, and the more that we hold on and worry about the outcome, the longer it takes for it to resolve itself. If we just go, you know what, it's going to be taken care of. I don't have to worry, and just let it go. It resolves mm-hmm. itself in no time, you know.
I agree.
And I'm sure you've mm-hmm. experienced that in your life as well at different points.
Yes.
And then the third card I pulled for you was from my own deck, and it says, if you have the choice to be anyone, choose to be yourself. No one else does it better. So a reminder to just be authentically you. You know, don't try to talk yourself up in ways that you're not, or to cover up anything that you think might be embarrassing or that they might not like. I think like DC said, you know, open communication and honesty is so important. You know, sometimes little things like this, like talking to psychics and tarot card readers, that could put some people over the edge. Like I live in a very small-minded community, and I'm a public figure. And a lot of times uh-huh. people will hear what I do and they're like, eh! Like they want to get their cross out. They're afraid they're going to burn. Am I, you know, so, and you would think that they would be, I mean, at this point you would think the world would be evolved past that, but also you would think people would be more open-minded. And sometimes they're just not.
One way or the other.
So, you know, as insignificant as you might think this is, because you're like, whatever, it's fun. I mean, because we're really here to, you know, we're giving you the guidance that we're receiving. But, of course, your future and your opportunities are always up to you. And we're here for entertainment as well. But it's not, you know, we're not trying to harm anybody. We're doing everything, you know, with a good intention. But some people don't mm-hmm. see it that way. So it's important to be upfront about silly things like that. you know, everything, just be who you are, true to you. You know, don't try to like something because they like it. If you really just don't have an interest after you try it, be honest. because it may mm-hmm. be a deal breaker for somebody. You don't want to be 10 years down the road doing something you've hated for 10 years and then not.
Absolutely.
You know. So those are the messages that I have for you. And I think, you know, I see good things coming your way. But it's just, you know, believing in the universal timing, trusting the universe, all those things, and being true to yourself, you know, just who you are and the things that you want, you know, because it's not too much to ask. Yeah. It's not, it's our birthright to be happy. So
that's right.
So those are my messages. I'm going to give you over to Mary because I'm sure she has more for you that probably will give you even more clarification and solidification. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate everything.
You're welcome.
Hi, Jeanette. This is Mary. My messages resonate with the ladies. The one I did get, I pulled a card from Spirit, postcard from Spirit, and I'm going to read you the card. And then what I got from this card mainly is to love yourself, because every time as the ladies were reading you, my focus kept going to the self-love card that I have a deck here on the abundance deck, and it kept going to self-love. So I feel like self-love is very important, and I'm getting all tingled, which means I'm on. I need to tell you this, and it says, "Let the wall fall that separates me from my own vulnerable inner child. I long to take care of myself like never before." So go back to your inner child, and give her love, and it's sometimes good to act silly like a child. Sometimes I do that. I go out with my best friend's kids, and I go to the beach, pick up shells and act silly and play with sand, just to bring out the inner child, because we all need that. And then I'm going to read from the postcard from Spirit, and then another card that I picked for you, which confirms everything the ladies were saying. So here it is. Here's you. As you think, so will you experience life. Thoughts are that powerful, and they need minding. Let the unruly, chaotic ones settle down so they serve you or get released instead of wreaking havoc. These thoughts arise when connected to the energy of fear. So don't fear, Jeanette. And often masquerade as truth. Yet the real truth is that essentially all is well. Of course, you have thoughts that are positive, strong, organized and accepting, creative and open, and so on. Those are the ones we want you to keep thinking of, and they have a less frantic quality. They're stimulating you in a good way and don't get away from you. How do you keep an inner eye on your thoughts? I say, for me, is staying in the present moment, not thinking so much of the future. They're giving you suggestions here. Meditate and leave judgment out of the mix. Everyone has those fearful thoughts. Love them. Love yourself first, and then choose the thoughts you want the world to reflect back. Life is not as hard as you think. Loving you so much with love, Spirit. Okay. And then, so that was a big one. So what I got from that, and I highlighted it, was to love yourself. Keep mind up your thoughts. Don't go into fear. Fear is ego-based. Meditate. I've been doing that a lot. Leave judgment out of the mix. And then the beautiful card that I got for you has a twofold. It's the Two of Water, which is also the Lover's card. So the Two of Water is usually a card of romance. It's when a relationship is going to go from fluttering hearts to actual true love. So it has a double meaning. So there's two people holding a cup, and there's an angel with a heart arrow hitting them, and there's a house in the background. So beautiful. And then the double meaning is Yeah, Archangel Raphael is here to bless the love that you are feeling. He wears an emerald green heart over the place where the heart chakra radiates for humans. Of course, this card is usually associated with romance, so it can also signify a very close and intimate friendship. There are several cards in the tarot that herald a relationship, but this is like the biggest one. So just to let you know, it's of a deep and enduring love. So this also means the relationship may or may not last forever, but the effect it has on you most likely will last forever. So those are the meanings of the cards, but it's just, you know, relationship coming to fruition, two hearts.
Wonderful.
Wow. So in answer to your question, yeah, there is love coming.
Yeah, that's awesome. Big fat yes.
That is. And don't forget self-love, okay, Jeanette? And make sure you give us a call when you have that first date.
You bet. You bet on both questions.
Stay in contact.
I will.
Okay.
Love
Thank
myself.
Thank you, Jeanette, for calling.
Even more. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Have a wonderful June.
You're welcome.
You too.
Welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow, what a beautiful caller.
Very
beautiful readings, ladies.
Yeah.
We're on a roll. Whoa. And the phones are like lit up. So I believe the last caller that got disconnected with Amy is back on hold, so I'm going to pick her back up.
Okay.
Hello.
Area
well,
code 515, is this Amy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Amy. You got disconnected before.
Yes.
You did have a question for us, right?
Yes. So my question is, when do you see me moving and where? Or where is the best place for me? Just in overall, you know, financially, like meeting people, that kind of thing.
Okay, let's see what Lenny has. And Nicola.
Yeah, Lenny's here. When you asked where it would be, he showed me somewhere warm. I cannot tell you where, but I can give you that it was somewhere warm. So a climate that's fairly even around the year, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And you were asking about a relationship, I think, yes? If I'm right?
No, but I'll take it if you have.
Well, it can be a friendship, but it's a new relationship of thought because I got kindred spirits. I'm sorry. That didn't sound very good, but I've got Len talking in my ear, my guide, and I try to get as much information from him as I can for you. So I'm trying to listen to both. Okay, yeah. What he is telling me, and it isn't a caution, these are lovely messages, but he's saying, do some thinking. So it's like, you got the thought message, but when I look at the lady and with what Len is telling me, there will be choices, but be clear about what you want. That's one strong thing he's telling me. But you got kindred spirits. So when you do move, and you will, things have to balance out first. This is where thought comes in, by the way. He's reminding me to tell you that. When you do move, you will meet someone who's someone like yourself, similar interests, likes... Well, all I can say about that is they like similar things to what you like. But you also got abundance coming in and harmony. And Lenny's saying work towards that harmony because if you're patient enough and if you think, you do some thinking about what you really want, and he's stressing that, you will get what you want. Yeah? I don't know if you've been getting signs, but you're in a transition anyway. So it gives me that saying, between two worlds. I like that because it's like the one door is ready to close and the other one's already halfway up and I can see the light through it. So whatever decision you do make, you will move. Did you want to ask Glenn a question before we go further?
just anything that he thinks I need to know.
Right. He says, what you need to know, you're in transition, which I've said. So I don't know if you're doing some overthinking, but I suspect it, because that's about four times now that he's said. And he's been loving about that. He's giving you some Lenny homework. So he's saying, have a think about what you want the most. What is the thing that you want the most? And what do you want from a relationship, from a person? It feels like first these questions need to be asked. And then when you feel like you've got a clear idea in your mind, that's where the balance comes in and you can achieve the things that you're looking for and the place that you want to go. I am shown again somewhere warm. So I do feel there is a move. I don't feel it's very quick, but you will be moving. You got the harmony. When I get the harmony, it's almost like from a place where you've been not feeling, how can I put it, not depressed, but sometimes a little low. Does that mm-hmm. make sense?
Yeah.
What he shows me is you're looking up, and it's Len saying for, and he likes to say sometimes to people, don't look down, look up. The opportunities are up, and that's what he's giving me for you. But it does give me abundance, so you will have the means to move. So I'm not concerned financially because I think things will fall into place. It's actually a really lovely message. It's not really a caution. As I said, the only thing is you do need to put quite a lot of thought into it because you've got to really make the decisions of what you want and why you want them.
Mm-hmm.
Do what he said. Listen to your intuition because it's calling you. He's saying things like, what does it feel like? Imagine yourself, you moved in the future and where you'd like to be. What does it feel like? What does that feeling inside you tell you? Does it feel good? Do you feel nervous? It's like having a journal about the future because we've all got that ability and you do as well. So he's saying always think that you've always got, you have the power within. So imagine future things. What does it feel like in that future vision? What do you see? It's a little bit like being clairvoyant yourself, but Len seems to think that can work for you.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying not too much overthinking about it, but at the same time, be considered in your thought. So find that balance, because once you find the balance, that's when the magic starts to happen for you. Does that make sense, some of it?
It makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I do... I'm bringing someone in. Again, it's very fragmented. It's not. I'll have to see if it builds up quickly. It's someone, and I don't know if it was that they used to like handcraft or knitting, but they're showing me things made of wool, and it's like they had a fondness for the colour blue, and it's light blue. Does this make any sense?
I had two grandmothers that liked to knit and such. I don't know if one was more partial to blue.
Right. What they're showing me, it looks like, I don't know how to say this. Len's giving me his old-fashioned word for it, so we'll go with Len. He's saying it's a bed jacket. It's like something they might have worn over a nightdress in the evening. And they're showing me...
Yeah.
That's what he's showing me. Well, she's here. So, and she, again, I'm going to say lovely. I've had some absolutely lovely, well, they're all lovely souls, but showing me lovely smiles and personalities tonight. She's got very sparkly eyes. But if she was ever thinking something or she wanted, shall we say, to do a telling, to tell someone, she could give you a real hard stare. But it was always with love. But she was quite definite about how she... communicated, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But she's really lovely and she's here and she's been with you. And for a particular reason, when you've been in a shop, she's been with you. I don't know if you've been to a big store or somewhere. Or she's talking about craft. Do you do anything like that? Needlework or?
Well, it's just, that's funny. Not really, but I did buy a bunch of yarn and stuff
there
over the winter.
Yeah. Thank you. And thank you, Lenny, for bringing her. She's telling me that she wants you to do some kind of craft, work on that, because it's kind of an active meditation for you. And she'll try and communicate thoughts to you. She's trying to help you when it comes to channeling. channeling you to give you some inspiration for your future. She knows that you're not sure what to do if you're honest, she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to help you make that clearer. But she, again, as I always say, she's very, very happy to connect with you. Very happy. Yeah, she's putting her hands together and she's sort of looking round and she's looking at Len and she's, they don't have it, the earthly emotions in spirit, but they can communicate them how it would be. Mm-hmm. And she's got, her eyes are quite glazed as if she's got a happy tear coming.
Aww.
So, yeah, she wants to let you know that you're very loved. I'm going to give a name, which I normally don't like to do, but it's, I've been given a name. I don't think it's hers, but I'm going to say it. Someone with a name that sounds like Annie.
I'm sorry?
Someone, she's giving me a name, but I don't think it's hers. It sounds like Annie, not Anne, but Annie. Does it mean anything to you?
Her granddaughter is
okay. Ah,
she's
right.
Okay.
Oh, that. Well, I'm getting chills now that you're telling me that because she's saying, "Do you have your name? Does anyone give you a name, a pet name?" She's calling it.
Do I have a pet name for myself? I mean,
yeah.
There's a name somebody, my niece and nephew call me because they couldn't.
Yeah. Because Len's in my ear and he's going, yes, she does, yes, she does, yes, she does, and he's doing it deliberately. She wants to give examples that you've got, that she's around all of you at the moment. She wants you to know she's there. It's important to her for some reason for you to know that, but it's for positive reasons. So because she's smiling. Yeah.
I'm glad she's here.
She's showing me also, I'll give you this, because she's pulling it forward to me. It's like a purse, not a purse, because a purse to me is not a handbag. Like a wallet, a lady's wallet, yeah? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's beaded, it's quite, Len's going, just say it's posh. I don't know if it was hers or she's showing it to you and you will know the connection, but she's showing me it. And it does it. So it's quite, it's beaded. It's quite sparkly with little beads. I think it was hand sewn because I'm being shown. It sounds beautiful to me and it looks beautiful. But she's handing it to you. Yeah. So there's some significance to that.
She's going to give me the family money from beyond the grave.
Well, I did connect money with it, but joking apart from that, I think you may be coming into some money. So, in fact, I'd be interested to know if that is so. If you call in and say if there's a reason why you would be given some money, because I see it. It makes a noise when she passes it to you. No?
I don't know of any reason specifically, unless they won the lottery. I don't know.
Well, she's not telling you that, and so I'm not going to make it up. But she's a very lovely lady. She really wanted, she's so thrilled, I'm going to say, because she really wanted you to know who she was and that she's connected with family. So, and not to worry about Annie, because it's not anything negative. She was just telling you that she's around. So she knows, you know, what everybody's up to.
Mm-hmm.
She says that's the wonder of spirit because she has this 360 view of everything. She can see everyone. And you'll always be connected. So I do feel that, just don't overthink. The biggest thing, Lenny's giving you that as homework. So Lenny's homework is don't overthink. Definitely think about what you're going to do and even write that in a journal if you want to, as he said. But don't overthink too much on one thing, because it takes you down different pathways in your mind and then you start going off on a tangent, as he's calling it. So he said, just be clear about what you want and say, this is what I want and this is what I'm going to do. And it will help you a lot. It's a clearer vision, he's calling it. So I hope that that made some sense to you.
More than you know.
Right. And we're going to give you that with some love from myself and Lenny loves and blessings. And I hope everything works out really well for you. So I'm giving you that with love, and I'm going to hand you over to the amazing ladies now to see what they have.
Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Nicola, that was absolutely beautiful. It was just amazing. Hi,
thank
this
you,
is DC, hon. And I agree with everything that Nicola said. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. And as she was talking to you, I saw you climbing a ladder, and that's my symbol for ladder of success, okay? And okay. I'm getting that you're ready to move forward, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just keep loving yourself and, you know, really, you know, just, you know, saying, you know, I love you, I love you, you're worthy of the love. You're worthy of all the good things that you're waiting for. The more that you love and accept yourself, you're going to see the more that things change for you, and they're going to change, you know, in a beautiful way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then when Nicola was talking about love, I actually felt like, yes, you're going to find love this year, but I was getting for you, it's not going to be someone that you expected to fall in love with. Okay, I feel it's going to be somebody maybe a little bit younger than you. And I'm getting a grandfather coming in.
Okay.
And he was sitting there and he was agreeing with Nicola too. And he's saying, you know, you've got to realize, like, love has no bounds. And he wants you to know if it feels right, you know, just give that relationship a shot. Excuse me. So I'm getting, I don't know, like a possibly an H name. I don't know if that's him or someone around him. But he's saying that you have a lot of his personality. You know, you have a lot of his traits.
Okay. Good.
And he's saying that you're a very, very spiritual woman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's so happy that, you know, Nicola started to talk about people coming in. He's saying, you know what, you called in, there's no accidents, you know, with this stuff. Everything mm-hmm. happens for a reason. You called in for a reason, okay? And he's saying, this is to help you to connect with your destiny, okay?
Okay.
And he's saying, you know, just go forward and do what you have to do and know everything is going to work out for your highest good. Okay?
Oh, awesome.
And he's saying, you know, be aware of that divine plan that you have. And if you keep looking for good, that's what you're going to find. Stay focused on the positive. And when you do, there is no room in your life for any kind of negative. And then he was showing me a rainbow. So I don't know if you connect with him or someone else with a rainbow, but I saw a beautiful, beautiful rainbow. And he's showing me, from looking at footwear, I feel like he was a very hardworking man, if that makes sense to you.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and he's just saying, please believe in yourself, believe in your abilities, and make sure you make time to laugh, okay, and have a little fun as well. Okay?
That's on point. And by the way, my sister lives in Hawaii, where they're known for their rainbows.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's beautiful. And he's just saying this is your year, okay?
Really?
So whatever
it
is,
feel like
focus,
it.
This is your year, what he's saying, okay? But he's telling you do not take on too much at once. And make sure that you always make time for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of happening lately.
Saying, yeah, and he's, like I said, he showed, when I said, like, the ladder of success, and he's saying, you know, that's on point. He's saying because, you know, your finances are going to get a lot better. And this is going to be your year to really see that you're going to prove, even to yourself, like, wow, this, you know, I'm doing great. He's saying you're doing a great job, okay? And he's
good.
Saying just make sure that you really plan for the future, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he is showing me, like, a plate with food, and the food is falling off. So that means that you've got to cut back on whatever you're doing.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's just saying that, you know, he feels, you know, that you deserve to get everything that you've been wanting. You really do work really hard. And I agree with him. And he's, you know, he's also saying, please have faith. You've got to believe in, you know, something that you can't see right at this moment. But, you know, things that, you are wanting are going to happen, and you've got to realize, do not put any kind of doubt or fear in the situation, okay?
Okay.
And I'm laughing. And he's saying, don't worry about the hows, the whens, the whys, you know, just know that it's going to happen. Okay,
that's
he's saying you have the ability to create the life that you want. You have the ability to create the life that you deserve. Okay? When you believe and you focus on what you're wanting, he's showing me like a massive magnet. You're pulling it in towards you. You're vibrating with that beautiful energy, and you are going to create the dreams that you're wanting. So he's an amazing man, and he's got beautiful energy, and, you know, from what, you know, I'm hearing, you're just like him, okay? But he does say, you know, just like he showed me the plate again, you've got to really make sure you take time for yourself so that you don't have health issues, okay?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Okay, so now he's showing me like a gold ring, but it's just a symbol for a ring. Is there something to do with a ring? He's just like he's showing me a band.
Not that I know of or can think of at the moment.
Maybe do you have someone's jewelry in your family, like a ring?
No, I'm actually not like a jewelry person. I have
I don't know what the ring is. He's just showing me the ring, and I don't know, you know, what exactly he means by that, okay? So
okay.
The only thing that I could think of, if there's no ring that you have, like, in your family from a loved one at all, that could be a possibility of, you know, really getting into a beautiful relationship, you know?
Well, that's good to
but
hear.
He's saying to me, you know, make sure that you, you know, stay optimistic, okay? And he's saying the more optimistic you are, you're going to attract, you know, all the amazing things into your life. And he's saying, you know, how good is it going to get? As good as you could stand it, okay? So he's telling me, like, this is your year. You're sort of at, like, a crossroads, okay? And I'm getting that you're going to have two choices about where you need to go.
Okay.
Okay, so one of the paths may be, you know, the path that you would probably say, I don't think I'm going to go down that because there's going to be sacrifices needed. But he's saying sometimes sacrifices do lead you to the path of plenty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, like if you feel like, you know, like you're sort of not taking the most abundant path, he's saying that's only going to be short term. And you are going to see there's going to be long-term gain, okay?
Okay.
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 And he's just telling me that, you know, when she gets, you know, in the right setting, that you're really social, you're very outgoing.
Yeah, definitely in the right setting.
He's happy that you're, you know, that what you're thinking, your attitude, everything is changing significantly. And he's saying that's making a real big difference in your life. Okay. The other thing that he was saying, have you been finding like little things around? Because he's saying he's like leaving stuff here and there. Maybe something that you thought maybe fell off of something, but he's showing me like he's placing little things here and there.
I just found a bunch of things the other day.
Yeah, well, he's saying that's him. He's putting things around for you, okay?
Okay. Okay, good.
So I'm laughing, and he's laughing. But he does have a great sense of humor, and he's just, like I said, he's happy to come in. Okay, let me see. Is there a sister or a sister figure on the other side?
No.
A friend, maybe?
No.
Okay, because I'm
what?
Getting sister figure, possibly with a K name stepping forward.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not coming.
So just write it down and hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I feel like, you know, this girl, maybe you knew when she was younger, you had a friend with a K name. she's just standing with your grandfather wanting to say hello, and she's saying she plays, like, she plays a lot of different music that I like. Do you have a, do you have, like, a lot of different tastes in music?
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty eclectic.
Okay, because she's saying she listens when you play the music. So just keep an eye out. I'm laughing because she's going to be coming around now with your grandfather. So she's saying just keep an eye out, okay?
Okay.
She's going to be around with you. I still
okay.
feel like it's
cool.
a friend or something from the past, someone that you really did know. Okay?
Okay.
And she's just saying, you know, this is your year, like your grandfather said. You know, you've got to make a choice. You've got to decide. And she's talking about a committed relationship. And she's just saying, just, you've got to remember that all relationships are, you know, they take a little work, but it's going to be worth it, okay? And this is going to be an amazing year, so make plans now about your future, okay? And she's saying you're finally going to have the stability that you want. That's what I have. I hope it helped. I'm going to turn you over to Liz.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Amy. It's Liz.
Hi.
I agree a lot with what the ladies were saying as well, but I have three cards here for you, and I'll give you what I'm seeing from them. The first one is Feeling the World. And it's a woman holding the world in the palm of her hand and really contemplating. So this is about your move. You know, it's really think about what it is you want. What is the places that you want to go? You know, where do you not want to go?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe just write a list of the things that you're looking for when you get to that place, you know, or what you, the kind of things you want from that place. And then just kind of release it to the universe and let it come to you, you know, call it in, say, these are the things I want. Now, universe, show me what you got. Because it's going to start to appear to you, you know. Watch for, while you're reading, like seeing the name of the same place pop up again and again. You know, don't overthink it, but like, when you notice and you're like, oh, Boise, Idaho, again, that's the third time today I saw them. What does that mean? You know, and then start to look into those places that are popping up. You know, pay attention and take your time, really. And again, like I said, call in what it is that you want from the place, because that's important to put your intention out there to say what you're looking for. You're not just, you know, closing your eyes and throwing your hand around and pointing to a place on a map and going, okay, we're going to try there, right? You want to be somewhere where you're going to be established and you're going to be comfortable, and it's going to have all the things that you want and need in that area. So it's important. The second card I pulled for you is from my surrender deck, and it's surrender your desire to control people. And I'm going to read you the message. It says, being over-controlling can sabotage relationships. To more effectively achieve your goals, back off, regroup, and give the situation some breathing room. Now, I am not necessarily sensing that this is around your romantic relationship. I feel like it's other parts of your life, maybe work. So some of the things I wrote down as I was waiting was, to realize that we don't have any control over other people. And really these rules apply no matter what part of your life these things come up in. So it's just good knowledge anyway. But just remember, we have no control over other people. We don't have any control over their actions, how they behave, any of those things. And we're all different. Mm-hmm. We're all meant to be different. We all learn differently. We all work differently. We all have differences that we have to try to figure out how they compromise each other so that we can work together. So one of the things I always like to talk about when we become controlling people, or that we want people to feel a certain way or do a certain thing, is you know, picture yourself in life. We all have a canoe, right? And your canoe is your responsibility. You can't let someone else get in your canoe and paddle it for you. It's all up to you. Your canoe goes where you want to go. And there's some people that you're going to pull up next to and you're going to ride along for a while. And some may drift apart. Some may stay with you. Some might go off for a little while and come back. But the fact is that they have their own canoe, and you can't hop in their canoe either and start to take over, because what happens to your canoe, right? So it's important for us to remember that we're all on our own path. We're all on our own journey. And what Spirit's telling me is that you know where this is applying in your life. And it says, you know, realize that we're not all the same and embrace people's strengths, you know. Embrace what they're good at. Start to pay attention to, you know, they don't do things the way that I want them to, but what things do they do that they're good at and that I know that they're going to handle and take care of, right, that I don't have to worry about. Because sometimes we just, it's our nature to want to try to control the outcome of every situation. And really, no control. We have no control at all. and that's the funny, that's the hardest part to actually recognize, is that the fact of the matter is that there is no control. So being able to surrender and just say, okay, let's see what the universe has got for me today, is a pretty miraculous thing to do, because it's not how we're predisposed to be. We think that we need to control things. So
that makes perfect sense.
It takes a little while to unlearn that.
I definitely have an idea of how things should be, and if they're not, then very anxious.
And you know, it's not a bad thing to go outside the box. It's not a bad thing to color outside the lines, right? It's still art. It's still movement, right? Or it's still progress, just because it's not the way we think it should go. A lot of times if we release and allow the universe to guide us and we follow that flow of the river, we get led to things that are far beyond what we ever imagined, and they're a much better way or a much bigger way. So sometimes we're in our own way that way. And then the last card that I pulled for you was from my deck, and it says include everyone. And it's funny, this was a message last night during my singing bowl meditation as well. But it's calling for you to have open communication, you know, ask the other people that are involved in different situations, you know, with your move, ask other people, ask your family. It doesn't mean you have to take everything they say to heart. You know, you're going to kind of have to use your own discernment and say, you know, who's just being petty, you know, like sometimes moms want you to be close and they're going to say, no, you can't move 500 miles away. You need to be here. Right. So that's not really a, you know, take to heart thing. That's a, okay, mom, I hear you. And she's going to be happy no matter where you go. you know, but to ask their input, let them know, you know, what you're thinking, and because they might have good points that you didn't think of too, you know, when you're looking to make a big change like this, you might want to hear from other people, like, you know, things that they've heard or maybe things you want to research before you make the decision. So, you know, just things like that, not anything to like dissuade you from your choice. I think totally with the first card, feeling the world, when you kind of meditate on this and tap into your intuition, you're going to be led to the right place, looking for those signs. You're going to be pointed in the right direction. But I'd still ask, you know, still and get their feedback. Cause again, like I said, they might say, oh, I heard this about that. And you might look the place up and go, eh, it's not that bad. And I can deal with that, you know? So just take their opinion for what it is, an opinion, and validate it, and, you know, and then make your own decision based on, you know, whatever you find out or how you feel. So I do see good things coming for you. There's just, you know, I feel like you're going to take your time, though. It's not going to be quick, you know, and these things shouldn't be quick when we're making a big life decision, but not too long. You know, it is going to happen here in the next couple of months. I'm just saying it's not going to be the next weeks.
So
those are my messages for you. And I'm going to pass you on to Mary because I'm sure she's waiting patiently to give you what she's got as well. And I hope this helps you, and please, you know, let us know.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi. Hi, Amy. I was waiting patiently, and everything that the ladies mentioned resonated totally. Like, I was just in awe, like, what they all said. As I was reading the card meetings, it was exactly what they all said. So I'm going to read the postcards from Spirit first. I pulled one for you, and then I pulled two cards from the Angel Answers deck, which I'm being asked to read from the book because they want you to confirm what the ladies have said and what your grandfather said.
Because I had that deck.
Yeah. Wait till you see the meanings of what is coming. Okay, so this one that says, "Dearest you, the common sayings, be in the world but not of it, and where the world loosely refers to the need to be engaged with life while not being attached to specific outcomes. Do not take this world too personally, for you are one of many co-creators here to play, and we have many ideas about how all this should play out. Just know the outcomes don't matter as much as the presence you bring to each experience and how you let yourself flow through life. There's a real freedom in knowing and accepting this. So will you wear the world loosely or will it straitjacket you? It is your choice. Whatever happens, have the courage to keep trying to live as you are meant to. I feel like your life path. I keep hearing that. And when it comes to manifesting, don't worry about the how or even the why, because we have that covered. Everything is going to turn out exactly as it should. Spirit has a plan. Loving you always and forever." And the back of the card says, "You are beauty." How beautiful. Okay, so you know these cards, the Angel Answers, but the first one that came out was "You're Ready," and the second one was "If You Believe." So I wanted to read "You're Ready" is "You're Ready," but he wanted me to read from the book because it has a meaning to what the ladies were saying, and your grandfather as well. "All your past experiences have led to this moment. You've studied and grown spiritually in many ways. And I know that, Amy. I feel it. You're spiritual. There's nothing more to do. You are ready to move forward and to embrace the person you know in your heart you are meant to be." Ooh, I'm so chilled. "The world is anxiously awaiting the contributions that following your life purpose will provide. You may have to put yourself first in this situation. It's time to do what is right for you." Wow, I am so chilled from head to toe. That is, it's following your life purpose and your life path. And we know most of us have this life path of serving others and helping others go through what they need to go through. And then the "If You Believe" card is, what you need right now is faith. And I know I've heard faith with a couple of the readings tonight for you. You can have what you desire, but you must believe that it can be so. Stay positive and visualize the outcome you're hoping for and set aside all negativity or pessimism in favor of a sunny outlook. The law of attraction brings to us what we expect to receive. If our perception that we deserve great things, then we will attract happiness. So we have to perceive that and say we deserve great things to attract our happiness. If we fall into doubt and don't believe in our own self-worth, then our experiences will match that energy. Believe in yourself and your cherished dreams. That is so beautiful. And you know the deck. And as the ladies were saying, so you have to look at your "Ready" card because it has a rainbow. And I know you mentioned rainbows in Hawaii, and I got chilled when you said that because then I saw rainbows in your "Ready" card. And it looks like coins all around as well. So I just have to tell you that. That's beautiful. And then if the "You Believe" card, there's a like it looks like a butterfly on the card as well, and that's transformation. You know, you've gone through a transformation or still are, and it's just working in your favor.
Wow.
So stay positive and believe and trust and have faith.
Wow.
And start manifesting.
Yes.
Write what you want in your journal or whatever it is. So, you know, we all do that, write what we want to do. So that's really good to do. And Amy, mm-hmm. I hope this helped, and make sure you give us a call back and let us know how everything went with the move, when you moved, and so on and so forth.
Well, absolutely.
With your spiritual path.
Thank you so much. It's been quite the insight, and I'm just amazed at all the beautiful messages. Thank you.
That's great.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Good night. Okay, ladies, we have 9 minutes. Can we do some speed? I see a call that caller two phone numbers that never called. So can we pick those up?
I think we're doing all right.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I can do another one, yeah.
Okay, no problem. Area code 202, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Nabuoli. How are you?
What's your name, I'm sorry?
Nabuoli.
Nabuoli?
Yes.
Hi, Nabuoli. Do you have a question for us?
I do. My first one is about relationships. Like, that's my first one. It's about
okay.
It's about yeah, relationship with. There's only one specific person, so yeah.
Okay, let's see what Len has for you and Nicola. Hold on, just 1 second.
Yeah. Hi there, I'm here. The first, I'm doing messages from a deck that Len, my guide, has pointed to for you. So it's a different
okay.
one. And the first message that came out is union. So if you're looking for a relationship, union is the one you want to see in this deck, and Len is saying yes. Okay. Have you been looking back at the past a lot about someone? Is this someone from your past?
No, yes, it is someone from my past. Well, we've always been friends, but I think
yeah.
the other I have been thinking a lot about my children's father who passed away a lot recently. So, yeah, I have been thinking about someone from my past, and the person I'm friends with has been here a long time too.
Yeah. Sorry, it's showing me images. The person that passed, did he have a big, I don't know why I'm getting this, so please just tell me no if it's not. I'm getting a big connection to cars. Did he have a particular fondness? Cars, old cars, vintage, should I say?
No, but my friend has lots of cars in front of his house. Lots of cars.
Right. Okay, yeah. Well, whoever it is that's got this connection to cars, then I'm going to say this. I will say maybe that's who on the earth plane I'm connecting with for the relationship then. But because I'm just showing images, not a feeling of someone who's passed or not passed. But I definitely get union for you. But, yes, I'm seeing that you're doing a lot because I got reflection message for the thinking a lot of someone of the past. Yeah. You need to, I want to say ground. I know it's an overused word, but you got centering and nature. And Lenny's saying you just need to balance yourself. You need to feel more centered. You've
yes.
been a little down.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. He's asking you to have a little bit of patience as well, and that's another word that we don't really like. And he's saying he knows that. Because patience, by virtue of its name, it sounds as though it's going to take a long time, doesn't it?
Yes.
He's saying trust. You need to have trust. And when I look at this message, I also see a male, and Lenny's nodding to that. And he's saying, go with it, go with it. So I am. And have the attitude of gratitude. He's actually giving me that phrase. So he's saying just try not, it's easy to say and we understand. When he's saying try not to think too much about the things that have made you, I want to use the word disappointed. He says disappointed. Does that make sense?
It makes absolute sense, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And he's not talking about the passing of your partner, because we understand that's more than disappointment. But he's saying it's in life at the moment. Yeah, you feel like you've got a little cloud around you. That's how you feel. But Len says, I see the sunshine above it. Yeah, he said, I see that sunshine. And you maybe can't see it yet, but he's seeing it and he's showing it to me. So he's saying, do some grounding. Your homework is to have a little walk if you can, or do something. It might be a little thing, but it means something to you that you really like. Yeah?
Okay.
Because have the faith, have trust. Because the first message I saw was union for a relationship. But you just need to be a little bit more centered first. And for a new relationship to flourish, we have to let go of the past. Easy said, I really understand. But if you can work on that a little bit, it will help you a lot. Yeah? Does that make sense?
It makes that.
Okay.
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
That's great. Thank you, Lenny. Thank you. Well, I'm going to pass you over to the lovely ladies now so that they can give you their messages to see what they get. And I'll give you that with a lot of love and Lenny loves and light to you.
Thank you, and you the same.
Very welcome.
Beautiful, Nicola. Hi, hon. This is DC. I pretty much got what Nicola got. The only thing that I did get is when you're thinking about, you know, connecting with someone and having a relationship, you know, try to visualize yourself with that person, you know, for the next 5 years, the next 10 years, and just going down the road, the angels are saying, with this person, okay? And they're saying when you look at a person in that respect, what you're looking for, you know, in, you know, that beautiful love relationship will change, okay?
Mm-hmm, yes. I got that.
And I'm just getting, you know, you've got to put 100% into, you know, love if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Okay? And then I see you moving in a positive direction, but make sure that you love yourself first and do a little bit of work on you. When I, you know, see you with love right now, I feel like there's like a little bit of tension with you, a little bit of stress. Okay? And you sort of have to calm down that nervous energy, okay? So what is it that's making you nervous about a relationship?
I guess the aspects of trust really make me comfortable, and so that's why, yeah. And
okay.
I think,
well, you've got
to trusting stuff. To trusting myself, trusting my own judgment about people.
Oh, the angels are giving me an affirmation. I have total trust in my relationship, okay?
Yes.
I have total trust in my relationship. And they're saying when you're happy with yourself, then you are going to just, you know, send that energy out to the universe, and that beautiful person you're waiting for, they're going to show up, okay?
Yes.
So that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Liz. Take care, hon.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Nivoli, the first card I pulled for you was bearing fruit. And so that was in regards to your relationship. And it's a beautiful tree growing. So the part that Nicola spoke about with you grounding and getting in touch with nature, this is a root chakra card from the deck that I'm pulling from. So it's again, affirming that important. And the tree, again, is the nature aspect. And bearing fruit regards to the relationship flourishing and doing well. It is going to be good for you. It is going to work out. I also wanted to tell you that when you spoke about your past your kid's father that has passed, I saw him coming in and saying that he has been coming around, He wants you to know that he's supporting you, not only in the difficult times, you know, raising the kids and, you know, the perils we go through with that, but also in you moving forward with your life. He's very supportive of that. He's there. He wants you to know that he's around you. And that's what he's there for. He's there to kind of help cheer you on and give you that support. The second card I got for you is Surrender Worry. And as I was looking back, all the cards I got tonight really are about, you know, letting go and trusting in the universe to provide things to us. And again, I'll read you the message on this card, and it says, make a commitment not to lead an anxiety-driven life. When worries arise, breathe them out of your body. Focus on the power of your heart and have faith that spirit is guiding you always. So, you know, as situations arise that are out of your control, that may be frustrating, that you don't know how you're going to take care of or how you're going to handle, you know, when you start to go into that panic mode, it's telling you to stop in your tracks right in that moment. As soon as you realize that you're going down that path of anxiety, you can stop anytime, no matter how far you've gotten down that path too. So don't think you can't change any time, but as soon as you realize it, take a deep breath, take 3 deep breaths. That's always my rule. 3 deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, close your eyes, and just have faith that the universe is going to take care of everything for you, because it is. And, you know, it's hard for us to release that anxiety and that control because we're so programmed and used to behaving in that way and having that mentality. But I promise you that the more that you do this, the easier it will become to believe.
Okay.
And as soon as we put our trust in the universe, the solution to the problem comes very quickly. It's us holding on to the anxiety and, oh, my God, what am I going to do, that pushes the solution further away. So, you know, every time you think things are spinning out of control, take that deep breath. You know, call in your deceased loved one there and tell it, you know, say, hey, I need you right now. Give me a sign, you know, and you know, I don't know if you've gotten signs from him before. You know, a lot of people see feathers or coins that remind them of certain people. I know for me, my grandmother, a lot of times when I'm stressing about something and I'm, you know, what decision should I make? I find a dime, and that's my from her that she's there. So, you know, ask him for a sign. Is this a good decision? Is it a bad decision? You know, is everything going to work out? Ask him to give you that confirmation, because that's what he wants to do. He wants to step forward and let you know that everything's going to be okay. And then
I'll do that.
And the final card I pulled for you was from my deck, and it says, don't ever be afraid to sparkle. So don't hold back any bit of you. You know, don't think you're too too dramatic, or you're too, you know, over the top or too bubbly. That's who you are. And don't ever hide it. Don't ever, you know, hold it back because other people are intimidated by it. Shine and sparkle, because so many people need that in this world. Yes, they need your light. Absolutely.
It's funny you say that because I find myself at times at my job, specifically because I work with children, you know, I have a position where I don't teach as a full-fledged teacher. I assist. And so sometimes the subs come in, they don't know what's going on, and I'm like, oh, I'll sit back, and so many things fall to the side. I'm like, why do I sit back? But then certainly, like, even others are intimidated because I do have the credentials to do it, but I just haven't made that step forward to, like, do what I need to do to make sure that I have that job.
Sure.
And so I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah.
About time.
Well, you know what else? You know, your children need to see that. They need to see you fully express yourself and not be afraid of who you are. But the children you're working with, too, right? How empowering is that to know that no matter what your differences are, or, you know, what you have opposed to someone else is so important, right? It doesn't matter how we sparkle. We all have a different sparkle, but it's needed, right? So you know, you're in a very, very important position there to do that. So show those kids how to sparkle.
I got you.
So those are my messages, and I hope they're helpful for you. I'm going to pass you along to Mary because I'm sure she has more stuff and is chomping at the bit to read for you as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Natalie. Okay, so I pulled those are wonderful messages, and I think these also resonate. I pulled from the postcards from Spirit for you, and they all resonate to what you got before, but I need to read the cards. So it says, dearest you, did you know that when you stop fighting and accept everything exactly as it is right now, miracles start to happen? There is a freedom in this kind of radical acceptance. Let go of unrealistic expectations and see things as they really are, not how you'd like them to be. You'd be surprised at how everything seems to fall into place. When you refuse to accept things, life gets messy. You act messy, and your world stays in chaos, tension, and disarray. But don't try to force a change or manipulate circumstances. Instead, learn about what is in front of you and face it with your eyes fully open. Then you can decide, stay or go, sink or swim, move or stay still. Acceptance is the key to freedom and opens the door to the real opportunities waiting to be discovered. Set yourself and others free, loving you so much, always and forever. And the back of the card, it's a big heart with angels, two angels on each side with trumpets, and it says, with love. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Wow.
And the other card, now you have one more card. Okay.
Yeah,
so this says, dear you, uncertainty is the new normal for the whole world, which we know that. Things are changing at a rapid pace, and the old ways we once trusted are no longer reliable. So true. Believing the familiar behind can be a good thing. Yep. When you are pushed to step into the unknown, you are pulled forward into discovering new possibilities that have been hidden in plain sight. Check in with your higher power. Your soul knows better than your small self. Have faith in the support of a higher power and the infinite potential for your life. Right now, the advice we have for you is this. Try something new. Do something different. It resonates with the previous card. You won't know how it feels, what it looks like, or what the outcome will be if you do not take that first step into the unknown and experience the unfamiliar rarity. I always get a tongue tie with that one. You'll be so glad you did because the treasure will appear. We're so proud of you for being so brave. You are so loved and so supported. And then the back of the card is an angel with a violin, and it says, celebrate life.
Celebrate life, wow.
That was a beautiful message. Oh, my gosh.
All of those messages were so glad.
Oh, my gosh. That was so beautiful. And then as the ladies were talking, I kept making notes. So I jotted down meditation for you.
Thank you.
And then I kept saying, I kept hearing just have faith and trust. And the way Lenny always says, Nicola's guide, is let go and let God. And then the mirror work, you know, like I am affirmations. Every morning when you wake up, just say, I love you. I'm sure you heard me say that to previous callers. And then I am love, I am light, I am blessed, and I am grateful. Always, every morning and every night. I don't know if you do it. I know I do it. I always say I'm grateful for this beautiful day. Thank you for everything, you know. Thank the divine, the universe, for everything that we have. So I just wanted to close with that because I think you had some beautiful readings. I mean, all these were amazing. Now you're going to have to give us a call and let us know
everything. I'm definitely going to have to.
Hands out
I just really...
with love, with everything.
Yeah. I really
stay
appreciate
in the now, because I keep hearing stay in the now.
Stay in the now, yes. Because I can be
in the present.
I can be in my, not necessarily in the presently in my head, but I can be in the clouds per se, you know, like feeling life from a surreal place a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and projecting a lot into, like, trying to figure out the future, or does this vibration feel good? Like, I can get really caught up in that kind of good feeling, figure it out. It's a weird place for me. It's like I'm not really present. And I will, like, catch up with myself days later and be like, what happened? I mean, I have a family to raise, and I'm definitely going through the days, but then it's like, I don't even remember certain things because I'm so much in that place. It's like, it doesn't feel like I'm present, physically present with myself. It feels like I'm floating in my own thoughts, patterns.
Okay.
It's a weird thing, and I don't know what that's about with me, but I understand the grounding really is important for me to be present.
Yeah, it does.
Not be in that place.
Go out.
Yeah.
Hug a tree. Sit on the grass. Be by the water, you know, by the beach if you can. I know in the East Coast where we are, you know, Nicholas in the Netherlands, but here in the East Coast is really, really, you know, warming up now, so we can go to the beach. But I'm being told to keep saying have faith and call in your higher self and ask her to help you. I believe, and I know she will help you, you know, stay grounded, and just go out, and especially during these times, you know, with retrograde and everything, we're all going through that, even us, you know, we just have to just do the Epsom salt baths, you know, use your crystals, lots of crystals, so, you know, just a few things, but the meditation, they keep saying meditation and faith. I keep seeing the word faith in there. So in the card, and it's a big card, you know, and that's where they're pointing me to. So I just wanted to let you know that. And I hope that helps, Nebeli. And now you're going to have to give us a call in a few weeks or whenever, whenever you need us.
Well, I definitely appreciate everybody, and I hope you have an amazing week. And until I talk to you again, have an amazing time.
Okay,
you
thank
as well.
You.
Thank you.
You. God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, ladies. So how are we doing?
Hi. Oh, good.
Hi.
What a beautiful message.
Yes, that was. Oh, my gosh. That was absolutely beautiful.
Grounding is so important. Like, it's so easy to get, like Nebeli was saying, you know, she's like, I don't know what's going on with you sometimes, like I'm floating in another place. That's what it feels like when you're not grounded. And, you know, 5 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day outside, just even if you go outside and breathe in fresh air for 5 minutes. But I always
and
try
you
to,
know,
Liz,
even when
you know.
Another thing is when you get out of bed, imagine when you stand up, that you have tree roots on the bottom of your feet and ground into Mother Earth. And when you visualize that, you actually feel that stability. You feel like you're grounded, you know?
Absolutely.
That's a great way to start the day.
I keep forgetting about that we don't necessarily need to go outside. We could also do it indoors, especially when the weather is bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's just,
you're right.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I always like to tell people, get out there and put your bare feet on the grass for 5 minutes.
It really helps.
Difference.
I mean,
it
makes a difference. And if you do it on a regular basis, physically you feel better as well. You know, it's wonderful.
Absolutely. I know just the last few weeks being able to do my flower beds and get my garden planted, like what a change I felt as far as being grounded too, you know, it's just that I love this time of year.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, when you live in an area where the winter you're not able to go outside and ground to Mother Earth, you know, if you try your feet are going to he's there, you know, but now is the time to start to do that, you know?
Yep. Oh, I love it.
Yes. Yeah, that's, you know, a simple thing to do, but has so many amazing benefits. My goodness.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So simple. We take it for granted.
And baths too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially during retrograde. Especially.
Yes. Yeah. For sure. Oh. Well.
And you know what, Mary, you mentioned like the Mercury retrograde, like, you know, the salt baths as well are very helpful, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
I do that.
Just to clear your energy.
I love them.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I mean, all of those, you know, things, they're so simple to do and, you know, they're so beneficial. Really, really beneficial.
Yeah, they are.
Well, ladies, we call it a night.
You guys, yeah, we're going to call it a night, and whoever's on hold, I'm going to take down their number for next week. And I had a few callers that disconnected, so I'll be alert next week to take those callers first.
Awesome. That's great.
This was a wonderful show, ladies.
It was.
It was.
There were some wonky electronical things
and Lenny
there,
was
but
so well behaved. Although Dad over here playing with a central air in my apartment, it was like cold. They kept playing with it, turning it on. They never turn on. It never turns on until it gets hot.
That was it.
It's turning on like every minute.
You ran past my table. The teapot is in crime sometimes, they are.
Oh, my God. They are naughty,
fun.
My dad and Lenny together.
I know. I love Lenny. I do.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well,
I've been,
it was nice,
I've been
lady.
Sending Lenny a lot of thanks this week.
Oh, bless
Aww.
You. Oh, I love that. He will. Yeah.
Well, I know he's
He'll
been,
just be extra naughty now.
He's been helping me with my new card deck, I know. So I've been very appreciative
great.
And said, oh, thank you, Len.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sending you some big Lenny loves and hearts to everyone.
Wow.
He thinks he's quite a huge with the ladies now. You're making him have a big ego.
Oh, that's okay.
He's singing all the lovely ladies.
Oh,
beautiful. Yeah, I think Ginger and Joan took off. They went to another planet where there is no Mercury retrograde. You know,
oh,
so.
God. Yeah, they were flying
today. I'm going there.
Actually,
there
was,
tell them.
They didn't come in at all.
Ginger came in just a couple seconds, and then she took off with the ladies.
Oh, wow.
And one of her friends on vacation, so she's probably visiting a beautiful friend on vacation. She was invited, so
probably.
I'm sure she took on it, you know?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All
well,
right,
have
ladies.
A great week, ladies.
Wow. You too.
Take care
Thank
of yourself.
You.
Time.
Good luck
you
tomorrow.
Too.
For some love.
Okay.
Love and light, everyone.
Much love from here.
Love and light.
Good night.
Yes. Drink lots of water.